Speaking of people wanting things and dating things.
Putting them where they don't belong.
We have to wrap up the Chronicles of Largo and the Texas-Nigerian. Will do Wednesday. Will, set it up.
Well, pretty much it's the conclusion, hopefully. We find out his lady, Natalia, I believe is her name, was supposed to be here.
Natasha,
okay, yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. On the 10th.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Neither are very Nigerian.
It's not real, anyway. So anywho, she was going to liquidate her deceased father's company, take the proceeds, come back here to the States, and then marry Largo. Yeah. And they were going to start their lives, you know, together. So we find out if that happened, and if not, what happened instead.
This has been going on for a couple of months now.
Since Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. But we've been discussing it for at least 2 months.
Yeah.
And we've gotten, what, 3 interviews out of them we've used on air. I wasn't here last week because I couldn't talk at all, but I did go back and listen to the audio, so I know what you guys covered last week. And I'm blown away at how, I don't want to call him naive or stupid. I just think that he is gullible, and he found somebody that said the things that he wanted to hear, because that's what scam artists do. He fell in love, and once your heart is in it, it's really hard for people to see clearly. Some people. Now, me, I call BS on everything. Like, I've been with my girlfriend for 4 years, and some days I wake up and I'm like, tell me your real name, Dan. Oh, you know, and she's like, no, look at my vagina. I'm like, yeah, way to tuck your penis in. I don't want to hear it, bro. Yeah, get out of my house, Frank. So,
you got issues, dude.
Do I have issues?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think I do.
1,000%. I'm no doctor, but you definitely have issues.
Yeah.
You just called your girlfriend 2 different man names.
Yeah. And why don't you shut up, Victoria? And listen.
And accused her of tucking it back.
Listen, Nick, this Anna thing, not working for me anymore. You and Willow over here can start telling the truth. No, I'm fine. So we have the audio. You just walked right up on him, got him again.
Yeah, pretty much just gorilla style.
Yeah.
You know, put the phone in his face with the recorder and got the news.
So he asked me to leave. I was with Will.
No. He didn't. You took it that way. Wanted to. You were like, I want to get out of here. I could tell you.
No, he said, I don't want to be like this in front of the lady.
Oh, yeah.
Right, because he was trying to be a gentleman because he was upset. Yeah. Didn't want to say anything in front of the young lady.
Right, so I said, I'll leave.
Right.
So if you weren't listening last week, she was supposed to be here last Friday.
Was it Thursday?
Last Thursday.
Yes.
That was when the plane was arriving.
He had the schedule and everything.
Oh,
and,
man. Yep. She gave him like a flight number and all that crap?
That was a deadline.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
And an itinerary and all that. Which I wonder if he went to the airport.
I don't know.
I didn't ask him.
I'll ask him tonight.
Because I don't think I saw him here on Friday.
I took it over.
Or Thursday night. Wasn't he missing that one night?
Friday night, we thought he was missing. Yeah. And as we walked out, he was sitting outside smoking a cigarette.
So maybe that's what it was, yeah.
And I noticed he looked a little
glum.
Yeah. Good word. Mm-hmm. I was going to say morose, but glum is way better. Because one syllable words should be how we describe things in his life. It's just easier. I feel bad.
I do too. You? Well, let's see. Maybe we won't feel bad.
Let's play the audio. Let's see if things worked out or if everything that we predicted came to fruition.
All right, Bob. We got to get the update. So what happened? She was your damsel was supposed to be here.
Damsel.
Honestly, she's playing with my head.
Yeah.
What? What does he mean by that?
I guess she's playing mind games with him.
She's not giving
she's
him.
Not,
it. She's playing it.
He's like, quit playing games with my heart. With my heart.
Ooh, Largo karaoke sounds fun.
Ooh.
We should get him in here.
We'll do Wednesday next week.
Largo, see if we can get Largo in here to do karaoke.
Don't play with me.
Or you want me to do it?
Largo.
As
dude,
Largo.
No. last
day. Maybe we could do a duet.
All right, let's go back to this.
What happened? She was supposed to be here on a plane to Tampa, right?
She was supposed to be here to St. Pete. Right now, she's asking me for money.
Right. How much?
You don't want to know.
I do want to know. How much?
Yeah, that's why I asked you the question. Absolutely, I want to know. We all want to know.
Put it this way.
Uh-oh.
She's already into 2,000.
So if you didn't catch that, this person
boy
is already in on him for $2,000.
He's already sent $2,000 to the Nigerian.
Now, and I asked him about this every time.
Yeah.
You're not sending money, right?
He's like, remember.
Nope.
No.
He lied.
He lied.
He lied to me.
Yeah, he did lie to you. Well, I don't like that. I don't like the dishonesty. I don't know. You're supposed to be friends.
You gave her $2,000?
Yes.
How much more does she need?
She's not saying.
How did you send the money?
Western Union.
Oh, boy. Yeah. You send it Western Union, you can't get it back. Like, no. you're done.
Yeah.
That's just like handing somebody cash on the street.
Right.
Oh, man. Now, I wonder if it was a girl's name that he wired it to in Nigeria.
I'm sure in Nigeria they don't really care. You can put it under any name, just collect it, and they're just like, sure.
Probably. Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, some Nigerian guy walked into Western Union in Nigeria, and he's like, yes, I am here to pick up for Natalia. And they're like, oh, you don't like Natalia. Okay. Here's your money, stupid.
Do you want it in Nigerian rupees or dollars? Whatever.
Chickens. Just pay me in chickens.
A goat.
Oh.
Western Union. Oh, boy. Okay. You think this is still a lady from Texas that's in Nigeria?
Yeah.
Come on!
I don't know what to do at this point. I told him. I mean, it's obvious at this point. It's a
scam. How does he think it's still a girl?
He wants to believe it. I don't think he does believe it. He just wants to believe it.
I wonder if he's sat back and thought of how much actual, physical, actual, tangible, touchable, real-life vagina he could have acquired with $2,000 locally.
That's true, but he's not that type of guy. He's a romantic.
Nah,
he wants love. He doesn't just want
the
body.
No, nah, he wants it. He wants it real bad.
He wants it from her. All right, so you sent her $2,000, and she's trying to get more.
Yeah, exactly, and I told her, I talked to her this morning, and I says, no more.
You talked to her on text message?
Yeah. I told her no.
He's never talked to her voice to voice.
No. And he told her that like 13 moons ago.
Yeah. Come on. I would say before I send you money, I want to FaceTime. I want to see you. I want to hear your stupid voice. There's no way. Mm-hmm. God, I want to find out who this a-hole is over there, and I would love to just beat him with a baseball bat because it's guys like Largo that they're making millions of dollars off of.
Yeah, I mean, I looked it up one time. I think it's $1 billion industry.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
How many Largos do you think this one person has on the line?
I don't know. Probably more than him, though.
Probably
I'm sure,
100.
No doubt.
Probably 100 Largos. It's a full-time job.
Yeah.
Jerk off.
One more.
You haven't talked to her on the phone?
Yeah, I call her phone, but evidently it's only...
Yeah.
She only can text.
Bob, you...
I know, it's sad.
How do you not smack him?
Part of me wants to, but I feel so bad for him, too.
God,
like,
damn it.
I don't know what to do.
I don't know.
This is a scam, dude. Like, I don't
it's
know what
so
else
obvious.
I'm trying to, like, I'm being a little, my tone is a little more harsh this time.
Yeah, I know.
I noticed.
It gets better.
You got hustled, man. This is not a lady.
You know.
Remember what I was telling you about, what I was concerned about?
Yes. I do remember what you were saying, and I think it is.
Okay, thank God. All right.
I'm up $2,000.
So where are we going from here?
Myself? I'm going to be with myself.
Thank God.
Sexually?
Everything.
Every way he needs to be by. He needs to go in time out and think about what he's done. Mm. That's what he needs to do.
It's by himself. It's going to take a while to make up that $2,000.
I'm going to take that phone and smash it in the parking lot just for his own good.
Oh, man. How's he going to call Ubers?
I'll get him a Cricket phone that can just call his mom and sister. I'll program Anna's in there too.
Pardon?
He wants to give Anna a
shout. Thank you. I'm good.
Yeah, it's true.
That's all right. No problem. I'll take care of it. So, did you stop talking to this person? You had to leave him under your phone. You know, I mean,
I haven't stopped talking to her.
But you keep saying her. Do you really believe it's a beautiful white woman from Texas?
No.
Then why is he talking to her?
I don't know.
Again, he knows the truth. He doesn't want to accept it.
Oh, my God, man. This is so bad. If you've ever been scammed, 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. I want to know if you've ever been scammed this bad or even close to this bad.
Okay, so you're still talking to...
I'm sorry, what?
I was going to say, if you're a huge dumbass, call into the show.
No, don't present it like that.
What you're saying.
I don't want people to be afraid to talk about it. You could even use an alias if you want
Tim,
to.
Tim will talk about it.
He will in a second.
The person.
I'm still talking to the person. I don't know if she if it's a guy or a...
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
They just... Why? He... Whatever.
Right.
He's just
right.
fighting with himself.
The picture, you know?
Yeah. Oh, Bob. Well, okay, so...
I gotta tell you, Hot 101.5 in the background is really, really adding to it. Or whatever the soundtrack is. It's really, really nice out in the lobby. So, so sad. There's a lot more to this audio. Let's go to Tim real fast. Tim, what's up? You're on the Johnny B Show.
Hey, man. So before I get into the story, I actually, whenever I get a phone scammer, I always just like to entertain them for a little while.
Yeah.
And, you know, keep them on the line just because I feel like a hero. You know, I'm like, I'm saving somebody else from getting scammed, you know, keeping them busy on the phone. Just, you know, like I said, keeping them busy.
Absolutely. Telemarketers, phone scammers, salespeople, all that stuff. I always have fun with them. I always do the same thing. It's great. It's good entertainment. People get pissed off when they see telemarketers on their phone. I say have fun with them every single time.
Exactly. And one time this lady was telling me she was IRS, you know, the whole
oh yeah
deal. And she was telling me either I have to show up at the IRS in D.C. the next day at like 11 o'clock or they're going to come to my house and arrest me, which is pretty funny.
Yeah.
But my neighbor, I'm not going to say her name. Just I doubt she's listening right now, but I don't want to put it out there.
Is it Trinia?
Caller. No, no. Okay. It starts with a D, but I'll just say her name's April or something like that. This guy, I'm going to assume it's a guy, but we have no idea who it is. He's definitely from Africa.
Oh, no.
Is saying God. That, yeah, is saying this guy is her pretending to be a grandma that she's never known.
Yeah,
exactly. And he's pretending to be a she and saying, well, I'm, you know, in need of money and whatnot. And she's been sending him or her money for years now. I don't know how much. I just heard the story that she has been sending that much money. And
that's
it's
how
really
they do it. Yeah.
Even the husband has tried to convince her that it's a scam. And there's just no way of getting through people like that just because they want to think that they're actually helping somebody that they love or
yeah.
they love. Or,
that's how they know, do it, man. They play with your emotions. It's the worst kind of crime. Thanks for the call, Tim. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good night, guys.
Later. If you've been scammed or you know somebody that's been just effed in the A and they're maybe are currently being scammed, and this is, you know, whether it's you've hit the British lottery, it's a Nigerian prince that needs a ride here, and then he'll loan you the money back or whatever, or maybe you were catfished. That catfishing is still going on all the time, whether it's Tinder or Plenty of Fish or Facebook or whatever. People are still getting screwed over. People are still naive. Everybody wants to feel loved, and everybody's being victimized. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Dangles for Days has a good point. Says, we need a catfish investigator for Port Largo, and then tagged at Nev Schulman.
Nice.
That is the host of Catfish on MTV. Said, this has been ongoing for a while. I actually feel bad for Largo. How cool would it be if we got Nev involved with Largo?
He always finds nice. Gets to the bottom of everything.
Yeah. Absolutely. Hey, him, you know, him and...
Max. Hottie Max.
Hell yeah.
His name's Max Joseph.
Silver Fox Max. Got to take a flight to Nigeria.
Hot.
Yeah, I'd hit it. I mean, you know, if I had to on a pinch, you know what I mean? Let's wrap up this audio, and then we'll take a break and come back with Max, speaking of Max, and other phone calls on
this topic. Still, I gave up.
You did give up, but...
I throw my hands up.
Throw my hands
up.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Brown song. It's a good one.
It is a good one.
She screwed me.
What?
Yeah.
That's on me.
But yeah.
The soundtrack is so brutal, man.
It's bad.
That's on me.
Well, this was what I was worried about. This was my main concern with this whole thing.
And yes, I do think it's just a Nigerian scam.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still talking to her.
But
day.
He's still talking. Exactly. It's just not going to. And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I'm just done with this. Because it's just going to keep going.
Right.
I mean, they're probably going to get more money out of him because he just wants to believe it in his heart. Even though he knows that it's not the case. It's just infuriating.
I'm
done with it.
How does it end? So he says he knows it's a scam. But I mean, we'll find out if you ask him if he's going to invest more money.
Yeah.
He's going to say no. Well, sorry. Right. That's kind of
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, sorry. So what are you going to do? I mean...
What do you do?
The only thing I can think of is go to the FBI.
The FBI freaking I.
But, I mean, you probably should just, like, delete the number, block the number, and not talk to this person anymore.
Exactly. But, like I say, the only thing I can do is go to the FBI.
Now, why would you go to the FBI, Largo?
I get it for grand larceny.
Grand larceny.
What?
Larceny.
Oh, grand larceny.
Grand larceny.
Grand larceny.
Grand larceny.
Yeah.
I love your yeah. Your yes, just like a, I don't know what to say, bro. Like,
that's it. Yeah, that's exactly it.
I can't do anything for you. I don't know. You're beyond help at this point. It's really, really sad. It's like a heroin addict. It's like, what are you going to do? I guess, you know, I'll quit. You know? No, you're not.
That's exactly what it is.
Right. Right.
It's not.
Fraud at the very least.
Either way, it's a felony.
Sure. It's just hard to get those people because they live in another country, you know? And the FBI usually has bigger fish to fry.
See, I have three phone numbers, though.
Yeah.
What?
I have three phone numbers. They're burners, man.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't understand. I mean, he just doesn't understand.
This is what happens, man. This is exactly what happens.